Hello, this is Ramesh Rubin. I'm a professional trainer and a consultant in accounting, auditing and risk management. In the recent edition of AB, the accounting treatment for agriculture activities under the EMPERS framework was discussed. In this podcast, I will elaborate on another specialized activity covered in Section 34, which is service concession arrangements. A service concession arrangement is an arrangement whereby a government or other public sector body, known as the grantor, contracts with a private operator to develop or upgrade, operate, and maintain the grantor's infrastructure assets such as roads, bridges, tunnels, airports, energy distribution networks, prisons, or hospitals. In those arrangements, the grantor controls or regulates what services the operator must provide using the assets, to whom and at what price, and also controls any significant residual interests in the assets at the end of the term of the arrangement. In countries like Malaysia, the government have introduced contractual service arrangements to attract private sector participation in the development, financing, operation, and maintenance of such infrastructure. The infrastructure may already exist or may be constructed during the period of the service arrangement. An arrangement within the scope of Section 34 typically involves a private entity, known as an operator, constructing the infrastructure used to provide the public service or upgrading it, for example, by increasing its capacity, and operating and maintaining that infrastructure for a specified period of time. The operator is paid for its service over the period of the arrangement. The arrangement is governed by a contract that sets out performance standards, mechanisms for adjusting prices, and arrangements for arbitrating disputes. The arrangements are mostly long-term contracts but are typically shorter than the life of the asset being provided. The asset normally reverts fully operational to the grantor at little or at no cost at the end of the contract. There are two principal categories of service concession arrangements. Firstly, in one, the operator receives a financial asset, which is an unconditional contractual right to receive a specified or determinable amount of cash or another financial asset from the government in return for constructing or upgrading a public sector asset, and then operating and maintaining the asset for a specified period of time. This category includes guarantees by the government to pay for any shortfall between the amounts received from the users of the public service and specified or determinable amounts. Secondly, in the other, the operator receives an intangible asset, which is a right to charge for the use of a public sector asset that it constructs or upgrades and then operates and maintains for a specified period of time. A right to charge users is not an unconditional right to receive cash because the amounts are contingent on the extent to which the public uses the service. In some instances, a single contract may contain both types, to the extent that the government has given an unconditional guarantee of payment for the construction of the public sector asset. The operator has a financial asset, to the extent that the operator has to rely on the public using the service in order to obtain payment, the operator has an intangible asset. Next, let's look at the accounting treatment for service concession arrangements. Under the financial asset model, the operator shall recognize a financial asset to the extent that it has an unconditional contractual right to receive cash or another financial asset from or at the direction of the grantor for the construction services. The operator shall measure the financial asset at fair value. Thereafter, it shall follow Section 11 and Section 12 in accounting for the financial asset. For example, ABC Sdn Bhd, the operator, enters into an arrangement with a local government, the grantor, where ABC is required to construct a public library within 3 years and maintain and operate that facility for 27 years, i.e. between years 4 to 30, subject to certain standards set by the government. The terms of the arrangement also require ABC to give the facility to the grantor at the end of year 30. The public library must be operational at the end of year 30 when the arrangement ends. The payment terms of the arrangement require the grantor to pay the operator 500,000 ringgit in year 4, growing at 4% annual rate in years 5 to 30, for making the library available to the public. In this illustration, ABC recognizes contract revenue and costs in accordance with Section 23, Revenue. The costs and revenue for each activity, first construction of the library and then operation of the library, are recognized as an expense and income by reference to the stage of completion of that activity. The library is not shown as property of the operator. Although the grantor only makes payment to the operator while the operator is operating the library in years 4 to 30, those payments in substance represent remuneration for both the construction and operation services. The amounts due from the operator in respect of the construction work meet the definition of a receivable in Section 11, Basic Financial Instruments. The receivable is measured initially at fair value at the end of year 1. It represents the fair value of the construction work done in that year. It is subsequently measured at amortized cost in accordance with Section 11. Another method for the accounting treatment is the intangible asset model. Under this method, the operator shall recognize an intangible asset to the extent that it receives a right, i.e. a license, to charge users of the public service. The operator shall initially measure the intangible asset at fair value. Thereafter, it shall follow Section 18 in accounting for the intangible asset. Let's expand from the previous example. However, in this example, the payment terms of the arrangement allow the operator to charge visitors for library services with prices regulated by the grantor. The operator forecasts revenue from visitors of ₹300,000 in year 4, growing at a 4% annual rate in years 5 to 30. The operator constructs and operates the library for the grantor in exchange for a right to charge visitors for library services in years 4 to 30. The right is an intangible asset. It is not an unconditional right to receive cash because the income depends on the use by the visitors. The operator recognizes the intangible asset at fair value. After initial recognition, the intangible asset will be amortized over the period in which it is expected to be available for use by the operator, i.e. years 4 to 30.